Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.
More than 30 flights departing and arriving at Dublin Airport on Friday and Saturday have been cancelled again today. British Airways and TAPA Air Portugal also cancelled one flight each on Friday. Aer Lingus has cancelled a total of 31 flights across the weekend, with 21 flights into and out of the airport cancelled on Friday, including 9 return services and 10 further cancellations for Saturdays. It's just one mess after the other, really, isn't it? Owen Curry, who's a travel expert and commentator, joins me to give me more information about how your holidays are going to be destroyed. Owen, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Niall. You know the old joke about how going to the airport makes you look like the photograph in your passport?
Oh, yes.
That's exactly what's going to happen. We're all going to look like our passport pictures after making our
Yeah, we're all going
that.
To look miserable. Absolutely. Owen, what is going on now? I mean, it just seems to be one mess. I spoke to somebody who said, was it yesterday morning or this morning? They were in the airport at 5 o'clock and the queue was back to the where it was outside the door again. So what's going on?
A bit of trouble at the baggage check-in. The queues of, I've heard, 1 hour, 45 minutes to get a bag checked in. The security queues are actually riding along very nicely. The new kids in town, Terminal 2, were the problem today. They were about half an hour, whereas Terminal 1 was 5 minutes, 10 minutes all the time. Normally, Terminal 2, you fly through. Terminal 1 is where they have the tarpaulin outside. It's never been used. It's where you've got the drop-off has been moved to where the coaches are, and you walk through the one entrance, left if you're going straight to security, right if you're checking in at Ryanair. It's generally a heaving mass of humanity. But this morning, it was good. We're not sure what will happen at the weekend. It's not going to be as busy as last weekend, but only by a small margin. It's going to be 50,000 out, 50,000 in every single day this weekend.
Well, I want to encourage people today to call in to us, by the way, and you can text or WhatsApp at 0871880008. Are they concerned about going on their holidays? I don't think people have ever had this insecurity before when it came to Dublin Airport, but now they have. There seems to be a litany of problems. Some of them are out of Aer Lingus's control. I get that. But a lot of flights cancelled across the weekend. And I've seen tweets from people really angry that they can't get through to Aer Lingus on the phone. They're not getting flights, you know, rescheduled till the next day. Honeymoons destroyed. It is a mess, isn't it? There's no forward thinking here at all, is there?
Well, forward thinking is having your rosters ready. British Airways had a look at their roster, said we're not going to deliver that, and cancelled 10% of them beginning of May. Aer Lingus, in retrospect, would, for some people in the organisation, be saying maybe we overestimated it. It's an interesting one that they've managed to fly through. EasyJet tried to fly through as well and ran into 700 flight cancellations weekend before last, and had to pull 10,000 flights eventually to pull 10,000 flights. So there will probably be in Aer Lingus a look at the rosters July, August. It's not going to get any easier. Are we a little bit overcommitted? But the other side of that argument, Niall, is 10 flights ain't a lot. You know, 20 flights ain't a lot. When you've got 300 takeoffs, 300 landings in Dublin Airport, this sort of thing happens. Some of the listeners will remember the Beast from the East airport closed for 3 days.
Remember
big
that,
weather
yeah.
events. You know, even thunderstorms.
Oh, the ash. Do you remember the ash clouds? That was another big event.
Oh, Fialu O'Cool. Do you remember that?
Let's not even talk about it. That was a disaster. There was a point where we thought we were never going to fly again, I think, at one stage.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks, and we had COVID too. Nobody believed or whatever. But the thing is that, you know, the air traffic control strikes, there's a strike in Bordeaux today which caused the cancellation of that AI 506 to Bordeaux. There's security workers on strike in Lyon, two flights to Lyon cancelled tomorrow. There'll be an awful lot of that because the trade unions, you know, a lot of people laid off, wage cuts during COVID, some of the airports, airlines not giving the money back fast enough. So a lot of different factors at play here. And then you throw in COVID. And COVID, if it returns, and there's a bit of murmuring about that this week, you know, at the height of Omicron, 25% of the security workers in Dublin Airport were absent through COVID. If that's why the planners in Dublin Airport are just looking forward and saying, if we hit those sort of levels of absences again, it really doesn't matter how many staff we throw. And they've thrown loads of staff. There are now seven, as of today, there are 700 security staff in Dublin Airport, where there were 535 at the first meltdown end of March. We had two meltdowns end of March and the other one end of May. And so there's a lot of work. But if you run into that level of absenteeism again, that's why they're talking about bringing in the army.
Okay, in relation to, well, firstly, two questions in relation to that. The advice, if you're going on holidays, a lot of people now looking forward to the holidays. This is big holiday season this month and next month. So originally the advice is always 2 hours, you know, for a European flight, 3 hours for an international flight, or if you're heading to America or whatever. Is that advice safe advice? If I'm heading off to the United States, New York, or if I'm heading to Spain, am I safe 2 hours and 3 hours?
3.5 long haul and an extra hour for check-in is what they're saying. 2.5 for short haul, an extra hour for bag check-in. Some of the bag check-in is running a bit longer, but the 2.5 have proved adequate. In fact, the security queues have been lower than that. The real issue is the unpredictability. And the problem is that if you start making up your own advice and arrive early, the airport starts unbalancing. I think that we can safely assume the 2.5 hours short haul is sound, and that will get you through in time. Baggage, a bit messier. The real problem with bags is they're going through a hub, a big hub, Frankfurt, Amsterdam, Charles de Gaulle, but Heathrow. And Heathrow is where everything is broken down. You'll find that people are worried about checking in bags, but you'll find that if you have a point-to-point, your standard Ryanair flight to wherever you're going, your bag's going to be fine. The real issue is where a bag is taken off one aircraft by a baggage handler and put on another. That's where an awful lot of the bags have gone missing, and they are going missing at a rate which may be unprecedented.
Yeah, did I hear a story during the week of a pilot actually helping them to unload bags from the plane? They got so desperate for staff that pilots...
We've had aircraft arrive in Dublin with only 10% of the bags loaded because of problems in airports like Toronto, Hamburg. I've had to find
10% of the bags were loaded.
When flights have arrived with very few.
Do you know what I do? Here's a little tip for everybody. This is what I do when I'm going away now. I bought AirTags from Apple. You get 4 of them for €99, right? And I put an AirTag in my bag. And so if my bag doesn't arrive at the destination, I know exactly where it is in the world. And I know.
Fly to Istanbul and start looking for it.
Absolutely. I know exactly where it is. And I know if it's actually on the plane, because as we're going down the runway, I'll check my AirTag to see if it's underneath me on the plane.
I can only imagine what your AirTag is doing to flight control. You know, they're probably looking at the screen saying there's an extra blip on this. There's an extra green dot moving here that shouldn't be
here.
They're
tiny. They're about the size of an old 50 pence piece. They're great little yolks. I just pop it into the zip folder to the front of the bag. Anyway, in relation to, I suppose, going, if somebody has had a problem, and many people still are obviously having problems, and let's say you arrive at the airport and you don't make your flight because you get delayed through security or you get delayed through baggage, although you're saying a lot of that is sorted out. But let's just, for argument's sake, say your flight is cancelled, and then you have car hire booked at the other end, you have hotel accommodation booked at the other end, everything gets thrown. What's your legal rights in relation to these situations, both for Europe and America? Do you have comeback? You will automatically, I assume, get a free flight at the next scheduled flight that they can give you. But in relation to, say, the car hire that you've lost money on, or you'll get charged an extra £50 on because you're a day late, where do you stand with all of that?
You have to go to insurance for that. It's very well evolved, very straightforward flights. They have to get to where you're going, not somewhere near where you're going. They have to get you there in a reasonable time. They probably won't get you out the same day, but most people will be getting out either the same day or the following day, sometimes a little bit longer. Flights are very full. The airline's responsibility, you don't fret about that. You just tell them, you've got to get me where I'm going, and it's their job to get you there. They're pretty good at it because, as I know, they deal with weather events, all of that all the time. Everything further, you know, the extra cost, the extra expenses, all of that, it's a bit more complicated. Sometimes the connecting flight will now, if it's booked on the same ticket, will now be, they look after us. But if it's not booked on the same ticket, and a huge number of people self-connect, as it's called nowadays.
Of course, they book their flight separately online, yes.
They fly with Ryanair to Stansted and they get another Stansted flight to somewhere. You can't fly direct from Dublin. It's done all the time. It then becomes an issue because the first flight and the second flight are disconnected. The same applies to what you're talking about, your car hire, your hotels, the wedding that you planned, the event, the concert, all of that. They're all outside of the strict legal obligation of the airline. And that's the realm of travel insurance.
Okay.
Airlines are not insurers. They're not the travel insurance of last resort. Their job is to get you to where you're going. And it's pretty straightforward under consumer legislation, well tried under EU 261, famous 2004 piece of legislation, that they will meet those obligations. They're also supposed to pay compensation if the delay is not outside their control. What is interesting is that, you know, air traffic control strikes are outside their control. The airport telling them to reduce the number of flights, which Heathrow and Gatwick and Amsterdam have done, that's outside their control. I think the whole area of COVID absence, is that outside the airline's control? Not sure. Got to separate two things here, though. The compensation is if it's outside the airline's control, it's not paid. But out-of-pocket expenses are still paid. Out-of-pocket expenses are sacrosanct. That means feeding you, watering you and your children, and putting you up in a hotel if you're trying to return home and you're in a foreign airport.
Okay, so they can't just abandon you on the floor of an airport. Yeah, those days are gone, yeah.
Well, I'm not saying one of our airlines hasn't been known to do that. But
we did have a girl on the air there about 2 weeks ago who was abandoned in Germany by, I can't remember, was it EasyJet or something like that? It was TY. Yeah.
You see, the airlines traditionally were very good at this, but all their systems are under control. And exactly what you said, what you're seeing is social media. The level of communication, it's all broken down. And you've got to, you know, if you're short of cabin crew, if you're short of pilots, you're certainly not going to have excess people to answer the phone and to answer to tweets and web chats. All of that communication process has really been found wanting. And I suspect that everything relates back to COVID absences. And as cases go up, which we're told they are doing, COVID absences are not going to improve.
Well, I could fill the show here with questions for you, so I'm not going to, but there is somebody says, I'm Jay. Yeah, somebody says,
it's
here,
only Friday.
I know. Enjoy the weekend. But somebody says here, I'm due to fly to Barcelona this Tuesday. I'm back on Friday of the same week.
Oh, you'll be fine.
He says, I definitely must be back for next Saturday. I hope things are going to be better from Peter in Dublin. Well, I think, Peter, you'll be okay. Just make sure you get there 2.5 hours early.
It's not your problem. Chill out, relax. It's stressful getting to the airport enough without worrying about the flight being cancelled. The actual percentage of flights being cancelled is very small. Not much good if you're actually in the one that's cancelled. But again, remember, it's not your problem. It's the airline's problem.
But I know you were saying it on, but some people are saying it's 27% not really high.
It's not 27%, it's 27 flights.
Sorry, I do apologise.
Yeah, there are 300 flights a day. So if you lose 20 in one day, it's less than 10%. It's less than 6 or 7%. Aer Lingus's figure was 1% over the month. Ryanair's was 2%. So it's a small percentage in the overall thing. So that's why I say it's no use if it's your dream trip and your honeymoon and you're on the flight that gets cancelled. You know, if you work out the number of people, 27 flights will be scheduled over this weekend. That's about 4,000 passengers. And that's 100,000 going through the airport every day. That's the level of people that will be affected. Now, it's a big drama if you're among those 4,000. But if keeps around that level, there's a more important aspect to this, is that the airlines can cope with it. If it goes too high, they won't be able to cope with rescheduling people. But so long, as long as it's down there, if we're losing 10, 12, 13, there were 13 cancelled departures today, we're losing that level. Airlines can cope, the airport can cope. Passengers are very discommoded. Nobody's downplaying that. But it's the recovery that matters.
One final question before you go. A lot of people texting in here, somebody's texting about Cork Airport being like a ghost town, and we should be using it more, and I couldn't agree more. But a lot of people texting in about baggage, right? Like somebody had texted in and says, I came back and 6 days later still haven't got my baggage back. Do the airport have an obligation to deliver it to my door? There was a time where they would literally send it out in the taxi to you.
It's an airline problem, not an airport problem. The baggage van is up and down the road. I live in North Kildare here near the K-Club, and it's into the K-Club every day with bags. So the bags are being delivered. The real problem is we used to have 50 bags a day lost. There were always bags lost. That's gone to 500 or 600 now. There's mountains of bags all over Europe and people losing it because the important stuff like wedding dresses have gone missing, still waiting for bags. And again, it's hub airports are more the problem. You tend to find that Aer Lingus is dealing with a lot of lost bags, not because they flying very complicated routes, but because they do an awful lot of the connecting passengers in from Heathrow, so the bag goes missing somewhere along the way.
Yeah,
it's scanned.
So it's not happening. It's not happening with a direct flight. So in other words, if you have a direct flight,
it tends not to happen with a direct point-to-point flight. It's why Ryanair leaves your bag.
Yeah.
Not because they're better at handling them, it's just they don't do hubs. And they,
of course,
if you're connecting, you're self-connecting, you're taking your bag off and putting it back on again.
Particularly if it's a short space of time, by the way, if you have a short connection flight. In other words, if it's an hour and 10, 15 minutes in a connection.
And if baggage handling staff go down through COVID, those aircraft aren't getting loaded. I've been on aircraft that have sat on the ground waiting for the bags to be loaded. But a lot of pilots, captains, they're going to lose their slot. They just say, I can't wait for an hour and a half. I'm going to take off. You know, there's so many. The whole aviation business is so stretched and so breaking, close to breaking point. All of those things are coming apart. And the bags is one of the areas that really, there's got to be an awful lot of head scratching because it's not getting any better. There are mountains of bags all over Europe at the moment.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much indeed, Owen. I think you've put instilled a bit of confidence in people, but maybe in relation to the bags, I think we're all worried about that, particularly if you have a connection flight. Owen, listen, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you coming on the air.
My pleasure, man.
Owen Corey, travel commentator and journalist, and a man who knows the answers to everything, it seems, when it comes to travel.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.